after the crash.
What do you want?
I want payment for my daughter's anxiety.
Where is her psychiatrist?
Looking for cash.
But you certainly weren't injured.
Yes, I was.
But the judge has this prescription.
You didn't spend one day in the hospital, not one.
But I was injured for many months. I suffered.
You know something? If I were injured and had a bad back, I would not be wearing those shoes.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Linda Brunetta is suing fellow motorist Holly Boyd for damages resulting from a traffic accident she caused.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 449 on the calendar, the matter of Brunetta versus Boyd.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
You were with your mother in the car?
Yes, I was.
Stand over there. How old are you?
I'm 17.
You have a learner's permit or a driver's license?
I have a driver's license.
Your mother picked you up from school?
Yes.
Were you driving or was your mother driving?
My mother was driving. I was in the passenger spot.
Did your mother ever pick you up from school and allow you to drive when you left school?
No.
Now, Miss Boyd, what kind of car were you driving?
It's a rental car, so I'm not sure of the make and model.
It's a rental car that, according to what I'm reading in the complaint, you didn't rent.
No, I did not rent it.
No, no. Look here. Don't look there.
Sorry.
It's a rental car that you did not rent.
No, I did not rent the car.
It's a rental car that you were not permitted to drive.
Yes, I was permitted to drive.
I'd like to see that paperwork that says that you were an authorized driver on the rental car agreement, because Ms. Brunetta says that you were not an authorized driver on the rental agreement. Thank you. Who's Holly?
I am Holly.
Who rented the car?
My mother. She put her credit card information and secured
the car. I'd like to see the contract.
Thank you.
I never saw anything like this. Where does it say that you're an authorized driver on this?
It does not.
It doesn't?
No.
And you knew you were, in fact, coming to court today?
Yes.
Okay. So.
And can I explain the reason why I don't have that document?
Yeah, I don't buy this.
Why?
Why? Because I could print this. My 16-year-old child can print it. This looks like it comes from an authorized rental car. I don't know what this is.
Well, you can give her a call and be assured.
I could. If I wanted to, I could also see a copy of the contract that your mother filled out when she rented the car.
Well, it was in the vehicle and it was towed away.
So you can go to them and get a copy that says that you're an authorized driver? That's very easy.
It seems like it would, but
yeah, it does.
The location my mother rented the vehicle from, all her records were in a box and she had to go months and months back. So
yeah, right. Okay.
Your Honor, I have the letter of denial from her insurance company saying that she was an unauthorized driver.
I'd like to see it.
It's probably from the same lady where that email, same person.
Well, if she has a letter saying that you were not an authorized driver, you have the capability of getting the paperwork because it was your mother's paperwork. You say she was renting the car for you. You were an authorized driver. Whether it was inconvenient or not for you to get that paperwork, that's...
It's not that it was inconvenient.
That's not my problem. But if it was, in fact, a situation where you were an authorized driver, then why did you file a counterclaim?
Because she stated in her order to sue that I was at fault for the accident, and that is not correct.
Well, but why do you file a counterclaim? If, in fact, you were an insured driver on that car, what is your loss?
Well, I suffered injuries.
Do you have medical records from your injuries that you suffered? Were you hospitalized for any period of time? I'd like to see your hospital records.
Sure.
Just a second. Sit down. Stand up. Were you with your mom in the car that day?
Yes, I was.
She was picking you up from school?
Yeah.
Yes is the answer.
Yes.
Where were you going from school?
Football game.
Okay, and now I'd like to see your hospital records.
Let's make sure. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Tell me your first name.
Desmond.
Desmond, you remember the accident?
Yes.
Did you see who was driving the car?
Yes.
Who was driving the car?
Leah.
She was driving the car. You sure about that?
100% sure.
Your Honor, that is not the truth.
Tell me about how you saw that she was driving the car.
Because she's the one that got out the car.
And she got out of the driver's side?
Yes, she did.
You saw that?
Yeah.
Did you say that to the police officer?
I never talked to police. I left for my football game.
You left for your football game?
I got a ride with...
Shh, just a second. You left for your football game?
Yes, I did.
The police... Excuse me.
Don't say anything. Your mother's just been in a bad automobile accident. She said she was hurt. And is what you're telling me, you left your mother there to go to a football game?
She told me to leave.
No, I don't care what she told you. It was what you're telling me, that you left your mother there. Your mother said she was hurt, and you left your mother there to go and play football.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are these all the medications you take regularly?
No.
Well, these weren't the medications you prescribed by Kaiser.
Yes, at one time or the other.
At one time or another?
Correct.
Okay, so you didn't go to the hospital. Well, you went to an emergency room and then you went home. They told you to take...
The ambulance took me to the hospital.
I don't care if an ambulance took you. If you were so sick, you wouldn't have sent him to play football. He would have gone with you in the ambulance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
But he wasn't injured.
No. I don't care whether he's injured or not. If I were injured and being taken to a hospital by ambulance...
I was.
And my 17-year-old son was there, I would say to him, miss your football game today and come with me in the ambulance.
No.
Because he said he spoke to you.
Yes, we did speak about it.
All right. Your lawsuit's
this
nonsense.
Was his...
Nonsense. Now,
his
let's get to your
season.
Nonsense lawsuit. Did you get $7,000 for the damage done to your car?
Yes.
Did you get some? I'd like to see the settlement that you signed when you accepted the $7,000.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. It went directly to the place that fixed my car.
Well, of course. It went directly to the place that fixed your car.
Okay.
But you had to sign a document.
Oh, I didn't sign anything. There was nothing from the insurance company. They directly paid Mel Rapton. What I have, though, is the $500 that they refunded to me for deductible when I brought it into the shop, and then the medical co-payments.
So what do you want?
I want payment for whatever cost from this accident. I have the police report. It says it was 100% her fault, 0% mine. So does the insurance company letter.
What do you want?
I want payment for my daughter's anxiety. She's had...
No. Where is her psychiatrist? I want her psychiatrist or psychologist, whoever she sees as a witness. I would like to examine that person. I assume you don't have her psychiatrist.
Her here? No, I don't.
No. In order to establish that your daughter suffers from anxiety as a result of this accident, I don't take testimony from her. I take testimony from her therapist, who's treating her for anxiety, who will testify that as a direct result of this accident, she doesn't sleep at night. Her grades in school went down. Something as a result of this accident. You're saying it doesn't make it so. You know, we have a very busy justice system. That's what we have insurance for, hopefully to make us whole. Your car got fixed. Whether the accident was 100% her fault or 99% her fault, your car got fixed. So what I'm asking you is, why are you here at all?
Because I rented a car after this happened, because I needed a car. I knew that her insurance company would pay for it. So I rented a car, and I never got paid back for it.
Next.
What I had to pay for the automobile, the tire betterment.
Next. Should be very, very grateful that neither you nor your daughter were injured.
She got... Okay.
She's here. She's not injured.
She was on a cell phone.
She's here. Not injured.
It's in the report.
I don't even know who was driving. I'm not sure who was driving. Don't know. And I'm not so sure whether you were supposed to be driving this car or not supposed to be driving this car, but you certainly weren't injured.
Yes, I was.
Bring me a doctor who's going to testify that you were injured as a result of this accident.
I can do that.
You didn't spend one day not going to do that.
No, that's not what I meant. I said that could be done.
Who cares what Kathy? I mean, right now you made a visit to Kaiser. They gave you a couple of aspirins or Tylenol or whatever
no,
they gave you.
They did
you were
not.
Taking a whole list of medications for a lot of other things.
Yes, over the because course,
over
I
the course.
Chronic.
You did spend one day in the hospital, not one.
But I was injured for many months. I suffered, and if
so did she. Did you suffer? Yes. Did you suffer? Yes, great. You both suffered. What else? Right now, I'm suffering.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You know something? If I were injured and had a bad back, I would not be wearing those shoes.
It's for television.
Listen to me. For television, if I were going to the Oscars,
okay,
and if I had a bad back, I would not be wearing those shoes.
And later today...
That's your signature, sir?
Yes.
You want to read what I read? Maybe I'm reading wrong. You know, I'm getting old and crabby.
Linda Brunetta says fellow motorist Holly Boyd owes for damages resulting from a traffic accident. Holly is countersuing for pain and suffering.
Now, you have insurance that took care of the damage to your car. You have insurance that made you whole. I assume since you are, you say, an authorized driver on the car, is not coming after you to sue you. I assume that they're not.
No. Based on the letter
that I presented.
No,
I know about the letter, but based upon what you tell me, is not suing you. So even though you say it's her fault and she says it's your fault, this is not suing you. So you're whole.
I have a question.
What?
If you asked her for the psychiatric report for her daughter, why is that email not enough for
email
me?
Email enough for what?
From the claims adjuster.
The claims adjuster, according to you, claims adjuster said you were an authorized driver.
No, that was a mistake. And they, that letter I gave you.
No, it wasn't a mistake. Listen to me what I said to you. The letter that you gave me said that you were an authorized driver.
I'm sorry.
Pay careful attention what I said to you.
Pardon me.
So what does that have to do with the price of tomatoes? Jeez. So you were an authorized driver and she's not getting any money.
Okay, but I feel I'm deserved of...
For what?
Because I was injured. I'm still suffering. I have a lot of pre-existing conditions. This accident exacerbated it.
No, it exacerbated it is what you're trying to tell me. And what you need is a doctor, not you. Did you go to medical school?
No, I didn't.
He's too young to go to medical school.
Okay.
This is a small claims court. It's still a court.
Okay,
the fact that you say that you have a pre-existing...
doctor's note that I gave you.
I don't read doctor's notes that say to me that you've been taking all this other medication and now you have additional medication. You get nothing. If you were an authorized driver from... and you were in an accident and it's determined that it's her fault, if you had full coverage, we'll take care of all of that for you. And not me. Right now, I think you're as injured as she was.
No.
You know something? If I were injured and had a bad back, I would not be wearing those shoes.
It's for television.
Listen to me.
Listen
to me. For television, if I were going to the Oscars,
okay,
and if I had a bad back, I would not be wearing those shoes. Goodbye, everybody. Be grateful that you both weren't hurt.
Isaac, excuse me, Stephen.
I saw the accidents. They hit our car.
She collided into us. The police report says she's 100% at fault.
I don't think anyone was ticketed.
Basically, that's it, and it's been from then.
Yeah, simple accident. Yeah, she didn't even got this far.
And now, the next case.
All parties in a matter of McHarg versus Freeman. Step forward.
24-year-old Leisha McHarg is suing the father of her child, 24-year-old Jeremy Freeman, for an unpaid title loan they secured so they could pay rent.
Ms. McCarter, according to what I read, you and the defendant had a relationship and you have a child together. How old is that child?
4 years old.
And while you were still together, as a couple, you had one car. Is that right?
We had two cars.
Tell me the make and model of each car.
We had a 2001 Chrysler Sebring.
Okay, and in whose name was that car?
It was in both of ours.
And the other car?
It was a Dodge Ram truck. I'm not certain of the year.
And in whose name was that car?
Jeremy's.
And at some point while you were together, both of you needed money. So a loan was taken out with which of the cars as collateral?
There was an additional car purchased, a 2001 Grand Prix.
Well, why do two people that had no money need three cars?
He bought the car for a good price, said he was going to flip it. We would have more money in the end.
And in whose name was that car?
Mine.
And is that the car that you took out the title loan on?
Yes.
How much of a title loan did you take out?
The loan was for $1,000.
So that's your loan, right? And what did you use the money for?
The money was put towards rent.
And is that rent in an apartment that both of you were living in?
Yes, it was a house.
How long ago did that happen?
The loan was taken out May 2010.
Did you ever pay it back?
No.
Did you ever pay it back?
The loan didn't have anything to do with me.
Well, what'd you do with the $1,000?
The $1,000 was for her personally. She pretty much just got a title loan for personal things that she needed.
Are you telling me that the $1,000 you took out on the title loan was not used for rent, the two of you?
I had three roommates in a house that cost $1,000, and I charged each roommate $400 apiece.
Well, I don't know whether they paid it or whether they didn't pay it. We took out a title loan on the vehicle when we needed money. That's what you said. Not what she said, that's what you said. We took out the title loan on the vehicle when we needed money.
She just got the loan from...
No, not... Listen, do you want to see what you wrote? Do you want to read it again? I read it to you twice.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Your Honor, he lied to me, and I have proof that he is always lying. Always lying.
Is what you're suggesting to me that you want him to pay the whole loan?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's not going to happen.
Alicia McHarg claims the father of her child, Jeremy Freeman, owes for a title loan.
Now, Herbert, you do me a favor. That's your signature, sir?
Yes.
You want to read what I read? Maybe I'm reading wrong. You know, I'm getting old and crabby. Read it to me.
Yes, it says we took out the title loan on the vehicle when we needed money.
Were you lying when you said that?
No.
You signed it. Well, today you say she took out the $1,000 and she used it on her own stuff, things that she bought for herself. So you read the lie when you wrote down that on the paper? You're lying to me today. Which one was it?
I said we as us being a couple. At the time we were together, and I mean, if she needed money,
then you used it on things that you needed as a couple. So now I'm going to ask you this question. Did you ever pay back the loan?
When I moved back to Albuquerque from Phoenix, I had just called the place that the title loan was through and told them to pick up the car, and I just moved away while she was gone, brought my son with me, and she came about a month after that.
And?
And it was pretty much in her name, and she was still in Arizona, and I didn't really have a chance to take care of it. I wasn't there. So basically, the car just got left where it was, and the title loan place was supposed to pick it back up.
Where's the child now?
He's in Albuquerque with family.
With whose family?
My family.
How much is owed on the title loan?
$1,579.29.
That's with the interest?
Yes, ma'am.
Divided by 2 equals... $789. Let's round it right out to $790.
Your Honor, may I add something?
You can add whatever you like.
Jeremy has been arrested for stealing a vehicle.
I don't care. That's not what this is about. This is a very simple case. The two of you played house. You took out a title loan. Neither one of you paid it. Now it's increased with the interest to $1,500. And since you both used the money, you say for rent, he says for stuff, you're each responsible for half. That's $790.
Your Honor, he lied to me, and I have proof that he is always lying. Always lying.
Is what you're suggesting to me that you want him to pay the whole loan?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's not going to happen.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning. Hunger Judy.
Now, you play house. Half of it is your responsibility. You lived in the house. And if you say that you had to use that money for rent, that's where your behind sat, that's where you slept, so you're responsible for half of it. So is he. He can't act irresponsibly, neither can you. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $790. Thank you. That's all.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Well, now you're 7 drunks going to your father's house.
Yeah.
You say you didn't do any of this damage.
No.
And you don't know which of your friends did any of this damage.
None of them did.
Really?
Judge Judy.
He's a criminal, you know? He lies. He steals.
Me and her don't get along very well.
I was aware of a little bit of criminal history, but not to the extent of him.
Try to avoid each other as much as possible.
Abusing and using my credit history as a leverage.
I try to keep everything as civil as possible just for the child.
I just hope that he could leave me alone and be a good dad.
It's good. Just move on with our lives.
Don't trust anybody.